Since the early 1930s, radio has accompanied Americans on the road. But both AM and FM radio broadcasting bands have their shortcomings. Weak signals, interference, and static, not to mention many, many commercials. Now, however, the same satellite technology that makes possible global navigation and telephone communication is the basis for a new development in radio. The two companies competing for listeners in this new field are XM Satellite Radio and Sirius Satellite Radio. We asked Chance Patterson, an executive with XM, how satellite radio works.
We have our broadcast headquarters in Washington, D.C., and from our headquarters here, we send 120 channels of programming up to our two satellites called Rock and Roll, and those satellites send down the programming information nationwide across the U.S.
XM began its service in November of 2001, Sirius a few months later from New York City. A spokesman for Sirius, Ron Rodriguez, says one major advantage for listeners to satellite radio is choice.
The fact that you can get 100 channels, and the vast majority of those channels are the types of programming that you can't get on terrestrial or traditional radio.
XM's Chance Patterson cites another satellite advantage.
You also have a nationwide reach. You no longer have to worry about losing the signal when you drive away from your hometown. The signal reaches from Long Island to Long Beach and everywhere in between.
Both companies point to commercial-free broadcasts as another attractive feature. Customers pay around $120 for the receivers and $10 a month for the program service. Auto manufacturers have taken a strong interest in satellite radio, both as an investment and an added accessory for their products. Ron Rodriguez lists the brands featuring Sirius.
The manufacturers that are aligned with Sirius are Ford and Mazda and Volvo and so on. We also have BMW, and we also have Daimler Chrysler and all of their associated brands. And those three manufacturers, by the way, represent about 40%+ of the car market.
XM, too, has an impressive lineup of car makers. Once again, Chance Patterson.
General Motors, which, of course, you know, builds GMC, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Pontiac, Buick, Hummer, and Saab vehicles, all have XM available, and they're our largest shareholder. Our second largest shareholder is American Honda.
XM can also be purchased on a new Toyota, Nissan, and Audi. Both XM and Sirius radios can be purchased separate from a vehicle, and some models are available for home use. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.